Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 23, Number 4, Fall 2023. Holiday Closings, November 10th, Veterans Day, November 23rd through 24th, Thanksgiving, December 25th, Christmas. Louisiana Book Festival, set for October 28th. The Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana is excited to announce the 19th Louisiana Book Festival on Saturday, October 28th, 2023, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Louisiana Book Festival will be free and is held in downtown Baton Rouge at the Louisiana State Capitol and surrounding area. The Friday before the festival, October 27th, will also see the return of word shops, writing workshops with major authors as instructors. For more information about the 2023 festival, see www.louisianabookfestival.org. New USPS Return Policy. Since the pandemic, the U.S. Postal Service has instituted new policies for pickup of packages such as Braille and digital books due to staff shortages, turnover, and seasonal workers. Patrons can use an online form at https://tools.usps.com/schedule-picup-htm to schedule pickup of library materials, or call 800-ASK-USPS, 800-275-8777. This optional service could help improve the return of materials to the library. Tips for walk-in users. Readers are always welcome to walk into the Talking Books and Braille Library to return materials and/or to pick up new ones. Please help us serve you better by calling the TBBL at least 2 hours in advance of your arrival. This gives your reader advisor enough time to select and retrieve your materials and reduces the time you will spend waiting to pick up your items. A mix of free and metered parking is available across from the library on North 4th Street and on Spanish Town Road. Visitors with handicap permits may park for free in the lot between the Iberville Building and the State Library. Access is from North 3rd Street. All visitors can park in the LaSalle Parking Garage located at 227 Main Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70802. Parking may be validated at the State Library Circulation Desk with a license plate number. To validate parking when parked in LaSalle Garage and visiting the State Library of Louisiana, within 30 minutes of parking, open your camera or QR reader app on your smartphone and scan the QR code posted at the circulation or reference desk. Click on the link to open ParkLink, P-A-R-K-L-Y-N-C, website. Enter password OSL in all caps. Enter license plate number and duration of stay. Click Submit. If you do not have a smartphone, please see the circulation reference desk on the first floor for assistance. Completion of 2023 Adult Summer Reading Program. The 2023 TBBL Adult Summer Reading Program is now complete. Thanks to you, our TBBL readers, it was a success. Over 160 TBBL patrons completed the program by reading 20 or more books. From these, 18 names were drawn to win one of our prizes, a Tell Time Talking Keychain. These prizes have been mailed to the home addresses of the winners. Special thanks to the Jones Foundation, who generously paid for the Adult Summer Reading Program prizes. New title for Book Talks Discussion Group. Our Book Talks Fall Book Selection will be DB107538, Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. In the early 1960s, chemist Elizabeth Zott has a lot of challenges as the only woman on her team at Hastings Research Institute. She falls for colleague Calvin Evans, but the double standards of the day eventually have her looking for a new chapter outside academia, hosting a television cooking show. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to https://pelicanpelibl.us/mailman/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Thank you, and I hope to hear from you soon. White Cane Day. The Capital City Council of the Blind is hosting a White Cane Day on Saturday, October 14, 2023, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Baton Rouge Goodwood Library in Room 102. Members will demonstrate how the blind and visually impaired maneuver using the white cane. Information and items will be displayed to help blind, visually impaired individuals. For more information, please call Doris Elbert at 225-952-9166 or email Herbert Rito at herschael2@yahoo.com. ABL State Convention 2023. This year, the Affiliated Blind of Louisiana Incorporated is celebrating its 40th anniversary. The theme is Celebrate Good Times. The convention will be held at the Homewood Suites by Hilton Lafayette Airport from November 10th through 12th, 2023. Pre-registration will end Thursday, October 12th, 2023. To register, visit https://abltc.wufoo.com/FORMS/QX31AO1CS20HD/. Please call the Affiliated Blind of Louisiana at 337-234-6492 if you have any questions. It's almost time to vote. Saturday, October 14, 2023, is the primary election, and Saturday, November 18, 2023, is the general election. The Louisiana Secretary of State has a 10-page publication called Programs for Voters with Disabilities, Senior Citizens, and Nursing Home Residents. Here is a link to the PDF publication. https colon www.sos.la.gov/uppercase E-L-E-C-T-I-O-N-S, uppercase A-N-D, uppercase V-O-T-I-N-G, forward slash uppercase P-A-G-E-S, forward slash uppercase D-I-S-A-B-L-E-D, uppercase E-L-D-E-R-L-Y, uppercase C-I-T-I-Z-E-N-S dot A-S-P-X. You can also call the Secretary of State's Elections Hotline at 800-883-2805 for more information. Affordable Connectivity Program. The Affordable Connectivity Program is a Federal Communications Commission program that helps connect families and households struggling to afford Internet service. This new benefit provides a discount of up to $30 per month toward broadband service for eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. Eligible households can also receive a one-time discount of up to $100 to purchase a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet from participating providers. Eligible households can enroll through a participating broadband provider or directly with the Universal Service Administrative Company using an online or mail-in application. You can learn more about the benefit, including eligibility and enrollment information, by visiting www.fcc.gov/A-C-P. Or by calling 877-384-2575. National Blindness Awareness Month. October is National Blindness Awareness Month, an initiative started to help the public understand the realities of visual impairment and how it affects the world population. According to recent CDC data, approximately 6 million Americans have vision loss and 1 million have blindness. Books by blind authors. In honor of the numerous courageous and talented blind men and women of our country, Sneha Padmanabhan has compiled a bibliography of blind authors. DB 96188. Haben, The Deafblind Woman Who Conquered Harvard Law, by Haben Girma. The Autobiography of the First Deafblind Graduate of Harvard Law School. Girma describes her childhood, world travels, development of a text-to-braille communication system, and time at Harvard Law, as well as the ways she uses her talents to advocate for those with disabilities. DB 55883, The Story of My Life, by Helen Keller. The restored classic autobiography of an exceptional young woman and her companion, originally published in 1903, with 2003 commentary by editor Roger Shattuck. Helen Keller's own account of her transformation is followed by her teacher Anne Sullivan's record of their early years together and insights of Anne's husband, John Macy. DB 32896, Almost Like a Song, by Ronnie Millsap. Taken in by dirt poor but loving grandparents after his mother rejected him, Ronnie was soon sent off to a school for the blind. There, among other things, he learned discipline, determination, and classical music, acquirements that shaped his boyhood, his career, and his success as a country music superstar. His inspiring story reveals little-known aspects of the music industry where he rose to the top. DB 81198, The Barefoot Lawyer, A Blind Man's Fight for Justice and Freedom in China, by Chen Guang Cheng. Chen grew up poor and blind in rural China, becoming an activist on behalf of disability rights. He was imprisoned by the Chinese government for 4 years, and he and his family were under house arrest until his daring escape to the American Embassy in 2012. DB45500, Planet of the Blind, by Stephen Kusistu. Although legally blind since birth, Kusistu passed as sighted for more than 30 years. He describes his refracted visual perceptions and how pretending to see actually interfered with his participation in the sighted world. Then, by using a white cane and eventually a guide dog, he experienced new acceptance and mobility. DB16618, Brother Ray, Ray Charles's Own Story, by Ray Charles. Candid autobiography of the musician who was born black and poor in the Deep South, became blind as a small boy, and was orphaned as a teenager. At 32, he was acclaimed as a musical genius. DB16597, Face to Face, by Ved Mehta. The highly successful author, who has been blind since the age of 3, tells what it was like to grow up in a cultured but not wealthy Hindu family in the Punjab at Rawalpindi, Simla, and Bombay. He describes the terror of the Muslim Hindu riots at Lahore during partition and his college life in the United States. DB105634, Being Seen, One Deafblind Woman's Fight to End Ableism, by Elsa Hunnesson. In this memoir, award-winning author Elsa Hunnesson, who identifies as deafblind, discusses growing up and living in an ableist world. Hunnesson, also a professor and activist, explores how the misrepresentation of disability in books, movies, and TV harms both the disabled community and everyone else. DB16674, Ordinary Daylight, Portrait of an Artist Going Blind, by Andrew Potok. Potok, scion of the Maximilian Furs family, as well as a painter of note, describes with humor his attempts to delay the effects of retinitis pigmentosa, an inherited progressive eye disease. Potok relates with comic effect his supposed cure with bee sting therapy in London, and shares his concerns for his marriage and for his daughter, who also bears the genetic defect. DB75761, Do You Dream in Color? Insights from a Girl Without Sight, by Lori Rubin. Rubin, a blind mezzo-soprano opera singer born with perfect pitch and labors amaurosis, a disease that prevents the retina from developing, recounts her idyllic California childhood learning to read Braille, use a cane, and taking voice lessons, highlights her struggles getting roles because of her disability. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Summer Reading 2023. The summer reading theme for 2023 was All Together Now, focusing on kindness, friendship, and unity. Congratulations to our 95 readers who participated this year. Those who completed the program received a T-shirt, various games, and a certificate of achievement. Thanks to the Jones Foundation for making this an excellent summer. 2023 through 2024 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Nominees. The 2023-2024 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Program is a reading enrichment program of the Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana. There are 4 categories: grades K through 2, grades 3 through 5, grades 6 through 8, and Teen Readers' Choice for grades 9 through 12. Students read from the nominated titles during 2023 and 2024 and vote on their favorite by May 1, 2024. To qualify, students must be from Louisiana and have read 3 of the titles in the appropriate grade category for grades K through 8. Teens must read 2 titles from the LTRC nominated list. You can help decide who will win. To cast your vote, call 1-800-543-4702. TBBL has these LYRC and LTRC titles. Grades K through 2. LP 27330. Are You a Cheeseburger? By Monica Arnaldo. LP 27327. Blue Floats Away by Travis Jonker. LP 27340. The Capybaras by Alfredo Soderget. LP 27324. Shay's Bob by Bob Shay. DB 102886. Doggo and Pupper by Catherine Applegate. LP 27337. Hardly Haunted by Jesse Sima. LP 27363. Crackin' Me Up by Jeffrey Ebeler. BR023755. DB112504. LP 27320. Eyes That Kiss in the Corners by Joanna Ho. LP 27329. Home for a While by Lauren H. Kirstein. DB111065. LP 27367. I Don't Want to Read This Book by Max Greenfield. LP 27323. Ruby's Reunion Day Dinner by Angela Dalton. DBC24417. LP 27334. Invasion of the Unicorns by David Badricki. LP 27325. I Am the Shark by Joan Holub. DB107571. LP 27335. Someone Builds the Dream by Lisa Wheeler. Grades 3 through 5. DB104348. Allergic by Megan Wagner Lloyd. DB103410. Stella by McCall Hoyle. DB102922. Ben Yokoyama and the Cookie of Doom by Matthew Swanson. BR24035. DB106182. A Kind of Spark by L. McNichol. DB106148. LP27395. Leonard, My Life as a Cat by Carly Sorosak. DB104294, The Floating Field by Scott Riley. DBC09750, Let Liberty Rise by Chana Stifel. BR24062, DB103572, Nikki and Vera, A Quiet Hero of the Holocaust and the Children He Rescued by Peter Siss. Grades 6 through 8. DB104750, Ahmed Aziz, Epic Year by Nina Hamza. DB103107, The Chance to Fly by Ali Stroker. DB105732, LP27298, Red, White, and Whole by Rajani LaRocca. BR24096, DB102975, LP27361, Starfish by Lisa Phipps. DBC24415, Worst Case Colin by Rebecca Caprara. BR23967, DB105729, DB114174 Spanish LP27359 The Last Quintesta by Donna Barbara Higuera BR23699 DB102312 LP27358 Amari and the Night Brothers by B.B. Alston BR23949 DB104923 LP27429 Black Boy Joy by Kwame Mbalia BR23998 DB105841 The Curse of the Mummy by Candace Fleming. Grades 9 through 12. DB103433 Indivisible by Daniel Allman. DB105733 Neil by Candace Buford. DB103178 One of the Good Ones by Maika and Maritza Mulet. DB103616 Perfectly Parvin by Olivia Abtahi. DB105815 Any Sign of Life by Ray Carson. BR24040 DB102762 LP27358 Firekeeper's Daughter by Angeline Bouley. DB102984 House of Hollow by Crystal Sutherland. Support our TBBL Friends Organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions. Mr. and Mrs. George Hill. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services: Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email, tbbl@state.lib.la.us. tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: Any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.